Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, our prize today for Beat the Hammer is a $50 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Be cool. Eat a Rita's. By the way, $50 gift card to Rita's, that's phenomenal.
Nice.
You can get like, I don't know. 10?
I was going to say, that's like 10 trips. That's exactly what I was going to say, like 10 trips to Rita's.
That's a lot. That is a lot. All right, good stuff. Get yourself loaded up with Rita's for the summer. I love it. Hey, I also love that I got, let's see here, 283 wins. A mere 44 losses in Pete DeHammer. So obviously I hope to, and I've won a few in a row. Forget exact number. We can look it up. But been a pretty good streak lately.
Since the parade, maybe? Have you lost since the parade?
Yeah, since the parade.
Oh, God.
Since the parade. That's about 3 months or so. All right, let's welcome our contestant. We know him because he's been a caller through the years, a bonehead and a thorn in my side, Matt in Ridley. Matthew?
Dude, you're such a loser. I cannot believe you think that girl is marrying you or would want to marry you. What a loser you
are. Hey, I didn't say she's marrying me. I said she might.
User.
He thought it was crossing her mind. I don't think she was thinking that, but maybe she was.
So no Matt, one else thinks it either.
Matt, how ironic is it for you to call me a loser about 6 minutes before you get your what?
Joe, speaking of losers, how'd you do last week at Beat the Hammer?
I wasn't here.
What do you mean?
No, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
You were here.
No, that was pop culture.
Pop culture. There you go. I like that. Yeah, you stuck.
Let's see. 4-1 loss, Joe?
I think it was 5-0 is what I heard.
It's like Blake Lively questions, and I didn't even prepare for it.
Were you supposed to be ready on Blake Lively?
I didn't do it today either.
So we're just giving up on the whole.
I'm just, it's a lot of
work. Why are we doing the assignment?
Oh, wow. It's a lot of work.
This is your thing.
It's a lot of work.
You asked us to do it.
I get to a Thursday night.
It's a lot of work to read for 5 minutes about a celebrity and remember it.
I'm going to get back to it, but I'm off track.
It's not a lot of work.
So why don't we set one for next
Friday?
Let's get back on track right now.
Well, I got to do Blake Lively still. I didn't do it last week.
What do you mean you've got to do Blake Lively?
It's been like 5 weeks.
Pick up the People magazine and read 2 pages
of it. She's on it every day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Blake Lively.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, poor use of words. I've got to do Blake Lively.
Only you would go there. You're in a roll right now.
All right, Matt.
I think Blake Lively might have an issue with that. But.
What? Joe, Matt, at some point we got to play the game. Joe, we can't just talk trash all the time. What?
It's comments like this that make you such a loser, Joe. I'm just letting you know.
Well, the irony is you're about to lose in about 6 minutes. Are you ready, Matt?
Yeah, but get the hell out of here. Go.
All
let's
right,
go.
That's
Come
fine.
On.
Okay, good luck.
Take a walk.
Bam. I like
Take
that. A Take a walk. That's good.
Wow.
Go get that
contentious
out of here.
Already. I
I'm
like
changing
it.
The
oh, I
clock
knew Matt.
Back.
I knew Matt would come in hot. That was a guarantee. As soon as I saw Matt was the contestant, I was like, it's going to be go time here.
So we're going back to 55 seconds.
Yeah. Did we leave it? Oh, for pop culture.
The pop culture minute. Joe is
Joe
walking
had to be weird about it, right?
Especially slowly right now. I don't know if Joe's doing that to be annoying, but he's. Look at that.
John,
that,
do you really need an answer to that? Is he doing something to be annoying?
Well, Richie, he does everything to be annoying, Rich. Everything.
There you go. Well said. All right, is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
just
Matt.
Barely. Yes.
You ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I like that. All right, our category for the week. May not know it, But apparently the Phillies and Pirates are rivals, because it is rivalry week this week in Major League Baseball, and the Phillies and Pirates are rivals. We're doing a little rivals trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's rock.
Good start. All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates reign of three straight NL East titles?
Pass.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
In the 1980s?
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Three NHL Hall of Famers played for both the Flyers and the Penguins. Name one.
Yager.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the Pickle Juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Pass.
Zach Wheeler is one of two current Phillies who played for the Mets prior to joining the Phillies. Name the other.
Pass.
In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates reign of three straight NL East titles?
93.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the Pickle Juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Hugh Douglas.
Ooh. Zach Wheeler, one of two current Phillies.
Time.
Okay. Wow, that was an unexpected
nice
three there.
The
Yager is not in the Hall of Fame yet. He hasn't retired long enough.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
that's
a good
me?
Guess. Good guess. But he is not in the NHL Hall of Fame yet. So
oh.
Nice threesome,
so
though. There
that
we go.
Was a three?
Yeah. All right. Good work. All right.
Coming back.
You know what? I missed her. I didn't hear the Hall of Fame part. That's
all right. We're going to put you on hold, Matt. Yep. As we bring the hammer back in.
Oh, he's got a little pep to his step. Coming back, I don't know. The can't touch this is a little kind.
A lot kind.
A little kind today. Why so polite?
Well, we've just been using this recently.
Let's rock and roll.
You got the beads again?
I got the rosary. First beat
oh,
to
for goodness.
First
hey,
beat
Joe,
to Hammer
by the
since
way,
a Pope from Villanova. So, yeah, I got the rosary.
Pulling out the rosary only when you compete.
No,
is
I have
not...
it. John, I have it in my pocket every day. I've had it in pocket for three straight years.
And you pull it out. Only when you compete?
Every once in a while, yeah.
All right.
All right, Matt and Ridley, I know
it
he's a
fool. It feels insincere. If
you ready to roll here?
I swear to you. I've been ready. I always tell you, Ben.
Let's roll. Category for the week. The Phillies and Pirates are playing this weekend. It's rivalry week in Major League Baseball. We're doing rivalry trivia. Rivals trivia.
Oh, my God. With Jeremy Shockey.
All right, you ready to roll here?
Crosby!
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. In what year did the Phillies clinch the NL East in Pittsburgh, thus ending a Pirates' reign of three straight NL East titles?
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Titles.
1993.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
How many times?
Yes, in the 1980s.
I'll come back to that.
Three NHL Hall of Famers played for both the Flyers and the Penguins. Name one of them.
Three of them?
Yes.
Recchi.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the Pickle Juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Eagles great. Two sacks?
Yes.
Well, if he's a great, I'll say Doc.
Zach Wheeler is one of two current Eagles who played for the Mets prior to joining the Phillies. Name the other.
Play for the Mets prior to the Phils. I'll come back to that. Let's do the Celtics question. Did you say that question?
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
Okay, well, I'm going to go through this quickly here. So it would be, well, in the Eastern Conference Final, I mean, they beat them in 82. In the Conference Final, I'll say one. It's one. Yeah, that's garbage. That's a garbage question. Yeah, James, I might object to that question. Read that question. First off, how many did he get right?
He got three right. He beat you
three.
No,
read the question. Read the question.
In the 1980s, how many times? Yeah, they beat them in 1980.
Read the question.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals? What's wrong with the question?
In the Eastern Conference Finals or on the way to the Eastern Conference Finals?
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I don't know about that. Just read the question again, because they could have beaten them earlier in the playoffs.
What a terrible loser you are.
Read the question.
The question is, in the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I'm going to look into that one. Are you saying things that happened only in the Conference Finals or earlier in the playoffs?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm saying they beat the Celtics twice in the 80s in the Eastern Conference Finals. In 1980 and 1982, they beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. What are you talking about?
I'm going to look into this one. I don't know.
Please look into it. I'm looking at it right now.
This guy, Matt Ridley, this is such a faulty garbage win. Matt, hello.
What? Way to go, Matt.
In 1980, they beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It was such a poorly worded question.
In 1980, it's not a poorly worded question.
That's
what are you talking about?
It's a poorly worded question. Poorly worded question. I don't like I mean, you might be right, but I'm going to really dig in on this one.
Dig in as much as you want. How many times did the Sixers eliminate the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, what are you talking about?
I'll look into it.
They didn't beat them in any other round in the other years anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to look into it. Part of the problem was part of the problem was it was so poorly worded.
Loser!
I didn't discern what was going on.
Loser.
No.
Loser.
Nah. I'm not down with this one. What?
I'll be sporting and I'll give you a rematch next week if you want to try to beat me.
You know what? Call me on Monday and I'll take that.
Yeah,
challenge,
you lost. Take the L, buddy.
I gotta look into that.
That's, by the way, Taiwan Walker was the Met who played for the Mets prior to the Phillies. You can get that.
Now,
and
your son's question was just so poorly worded.
Matt, you are.
I got it right.
Dominant.
You got it right.
I got
great
it
job on that question,
but,
by the way.
But you're not deep enough for me to think in those levels.
Here we go.
Joe, I got it right, Joe. And you're smarter than me.
Well, I know that. We know that.
Like, well, then I got it right, Joe.
Your dumbness helped you in this case. Think about that.
Dude, no matter what way you look at it, the answer's two. Like, there's no other way that this plays out in your favor.
Yeah, the problem.
They lost to the Celtics the other two times. They played them. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I get that. But,
hey, Joe. Joe.
What? What?
In the 1980s, how many times did the Sixers play in the finals?
They played in the finals in 80, 82, and 83. Three times.
And who'd they – no. Oh, Jesus. Okay. And who did – never mind.
He just asked me how many times were they in the finals, and I gave him the answer.
But he was wrong to ask that. The question is how many times –
they beat the Bucks in 83.
Yes, they didn't play the Celtics at all in the playoffs that year.
What?
They beat him twice, Joe. I got the answer right. You got it wrong. Just deal with it.
Deal. Yeah, three words for you, Joe. Deal with it.
John, are you loving this?
You lost.
The best part of Joe losing is how, like, the pure joy that Richie gets.
Well, here's the thing. The joy got bogged down this time.
It wasn't as much fun.
It really was. Like, we've had a celebration playing in the background for 6 minutes
The song's almost done. There's, like, 10 seconds left in the song.
I know. It's, like, the complete song, but he's been complaining about it. So it's almost like it hasn't been celebrational.
All right.
Joe, I normally never get texts on Beat the Hammer.
For us, Jim.
Joe was such a poor loser. I've already gotten it several times. I had to edit.
I know you did.
Self-edited.
I know what you just edited from. All right, Matt, I'm going to give you a partial congratulations. Partial congratulations.
Joe. Well, that's going to be your new ringtone when you call me from now on.
Oh, very nice.
Don't expect it.
Very nice.
Matt, you've won $50 at Rita Waters Ice. Enjoy this summer, all right?
Great job, Matt.
All right, buddy. I'll put you on
hold
so you can get that. And with that, Beat the Hammer.
Congratulations.
That's loss.
Way to go, Matt. What
huge
a great win.
Congratulations.
Loss 45.
You're damn right it was.
If it stands.
It'll stand.
If it stands. And with that,
I feel very confident it'll
with
stand.
With that, we shut it down.
I'll shut it down. How about that?
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That was funny.
I was having a good week, so that irritates me. All right.
Are you going to spend a lot of time on this?
That was a very disappointing performance by you. That was a bad job by you.
It was a poorly worded question.
Like, you missed the Hugh Douglas question. The guy's your coworker, and you missed Hugh Douglas.
What's the Hugh question?
How was that so hard?
What
Eagles
had two sacks in the Pickle Juice game.
Wait, what was the question? Eagles great?
Yes. Are you about to say Hugh Douglas not an Eagles great?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
There will be no disrespect of Hugh Douglas on this program unless it's by me.
Okay.
Love Big Hugh, but like I hear.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.